Okay, don't trust me with a microphone. But as John Stewart has famously said, I never met a mic I didn't like. So we're ready to get started. Hi, everybody. Good morning. I'm Jack Gardner. I'm president and CEO of the John Stewart Company. And on behalf of JSCO and our development partners, Ridgepoint Nonprofit Housing Corporation and Divine and Gong Incorporated, we are absolutely thrilled to welcome you to the grand opening of Hunter's View Phase 2. So, yay! The weather even seems to be cooperating for the moment. And so make sure you check out the downtown skyline views on your way out, or maybe you saw them already on the way in. East Bay is out over there. I used to say million-dollar views, but in San Francisco, it's really more like $10 million views, so, which we've reserved for some deserving low-income residents of our community here at Hunter's View. Hunter's View is the city's first Hope SF project to move forward and involves the revitalization of the old 267-unit Hunter's View public housing complex into an all-new mixed-income San Francisco neighborhood with new infrastructure, one-for-one replacement of the old public housing units, no displacement of residents, new affordable and market-rate units side-by-side, multiple new parks and play areas, and extensive new community space, part of which you're sitting in right now, our community room in our new community center. Following our completion of phase one, just down the road in 2013, which included a new infrastructure, a new park, and 107 units of affordable housing, phase two includes $15 million in new infrastructure, including new streets and sidewalks, undergrounded utilities, all new landscaping, and a new mini park just on the other side of the child care center. And 179 new public housing replacement and affordable tax credit units ranging from 1 to 5 bedroom units to meet the needs of our community, a new community center, and a new mixed income child care center just across the way. With the completion of phase two, we are proud to say that every resident of the original Hunter's View has now been rehoused, fulfilling our promise that no household would be involuntarily displaced by this revitalization effort. So that's a city commitment, and we're honoring it. But none of this would have been possible without the vision and leadership of our local elected officials, including our first speaker. She's a native San Franciscan, a former redevelopment agency and fire commissioner, former president of the Board of Supervisors, and a steadfast champion of affordable housing, community development, and a more equitable and just San Francisco for all. You know who I'm talking about. So it's my pleasure to bring up our very own Mayor London Breed.
Thank you. And I am just so excited to be here today. I just want to take us back because I want everyone to understand how significant this project is for the residents of this community. I grew up in public housing in the Western Addition. And when the public housing developments were torn down, about 300 units at Plaza East, only 200 units were built. So it was clear that not every resident was going to return. And in fact, so many never did. And here, fast forward, I ended up on the San Francisco Redevelopment Agency Commission. And during a time when we were dealing with the shipyard and the revitalization of Alice Griffin, AKA Double Rock, and one of the things that I had expressed along with so many others that was so important when we were looking at changing the face of public housing, revitalizing public housing all over San Francisco, we had to make sure that we didn't repeat the mistakes of the past. So providing an opportunity to allow residents to not be displaced and move out of San Francisco and out of the communities that they spent their entire lives in was so critical to the success of moving these projects forward. Fast forward, when I became a member of the Board of Supervisors, Mayor Ed Lee was the mayor, and the first conversation we had was my priorities. He said, what's your priority? I said, he said, your top three priorities. I said, public housing, public housing, public housing. we are going to change the face of public housing in San Francisco. And this project is a shining example of what we can do when we do it right, when we work together. I lived in public housing for over 20 years of my life, some very similar conditions that existed right here in Hunter's View. And when you have had to endure the kinds of conditions that existed in Hunter's View like they did in the past for over 20 years of your life, and you are put in a position where you can help change that, nothing would be more important than trying to make sure that we change the future of what it means to be not necessarily a resident of public housing, but a resident of San Francisco. And so fulfilling, as Mayor Lee would say, old promises is important. Making sure that this is a conversation that started way back in 2004 when Gavin Newsom was mayor, trying to really make sure that we did this thing right and that we protected the people who deserved an opportunity to live in better conditions. This is a shining example of public, private, community project done right. And I'm so honored to be mayor at this time celebrating this significant accomplishment, a place that anyone would want to live. Anyone, because again, as someone who grew up in public housing, I remember so many people didn't even want to come to my neighborhood. I remember when people didn't want to come to West Point. I remember the challenges that existed in this community, and we are going to change that. This is a first step, and there are so many people to thank in making this possible. I want to start by thanking the residents, because the people who live here were skeptical. They were like, wait a minute, look at what you guys did to the Western Addition. We don't want any problems. And the fact that the residents said, okay, we're going to take a chance and we're going to work with you and we're going to work with the city officials and we're going to trust you to do this thing right and we're going to hold you accountable, that means something. We made this possible because you trusted our ability to make this thing work for you. And so I want to thank each and every one of you. I want to thank the Mayor's Office of Housing and Community Development, and Kate Hartley is here. It started with Olson Lee and those conversations in the old community room. And those were some tense conversations. And so I want to thank Kate for her leadership. The Office of Community Investment and Infrastructure. And also, where is Theo? Theo is here. Oh, right there in the front. Theo, thank you so much for working with the residents. You've become a fixture in this community, and I know they all appreciate your work and your support on this project. I want to thank the California Department of Housing and Community Development for their investments. Thank you so much for supporting this project. You know, it's difficult to get state money, so it means a lot to have you here today. The developers of this project, people I've worked with for so long, the John Stewart Company, and I know John Stewart is retired, but he is still kind of retired, not really? Okay. Well, John, thank you for not only supporting this project, but the work that you've done all over the city. Thank you all so much for your hard work. The Bayview Hunters Point YMCA, they're going to be the providers and helping with services here, and the San Francisco Department of Public Health, so that we could provide not only incredible facilities, but we want to make sure we provide incredible services from our various nonprofit agencies and city departments. And this wouldn't be possible without money, right? So there's a lot of money involved, and Citibank and Wells Fargo, thank you so much for your commitment in supporting this incredible project. It really does take a village to make something like this incredible project happen. And today is just really a day that I am so excited about, a day that is you know, way overdue, a long time coming. And so we are going to celebrate today, yes, but we are going to roll up our sleeves in this city and commit to making sure that we rebuild and rehab every public housing unit in the city and county of San Francisco, with over 2,600 public housing units either replaced or rehabbed. We are well on our way.
Yeah.
We are well on our way. And so no longer will this community feel neglected. No longer will this community feel as though they're not getting the support, the attention, and the services that they deserve as a part of San Francisco. And not only will I continue to provide that support as mayor, but your new supervisor, Shimon Walton, will continue to lead this effort so that this community has the support and representation that it deserves. Your voices will continue to be heard at City Hall because of your belief in our abilities to deliver for each and every one of you. Thank you, everyone, for all that you did to make this possible.
Well, and thank you, Mayor, for your unwavering support of affordable housing, supportive services, and ending homelessness in our city. Most recently in the form of your proposed $300 million bond, which we are all in on, and we're going to get passed. Okay. But your comments reminded me that, you know, when Gavin Newsom spoke up here, and look where he is now, and Governor Brown was here a couple of years ago signing 15 housing bills in a historic signing ceremony down on phase one. And so we have a habit of hosting current and future governors. So no rush, but I'm just saying, because I'd love to think that a future mayor of San Francisco is here, living here at Hunter's View right now. So a launch pad for sure. So thank you so much for your support and your leadership. We're also very pleased to have our new District 10 Supervisor, Shimon Walton, here with us today. Supervisor Walton was elected in November of 2018, so a relatively new supervisor, but another native San Franciscan, former resident of public housing himself, and a former president of the San Francisco Board of Education. He has worked tirelessly to create opportunities for local education, promote living wage employment, jobs for our young people. As a former executive director of Young Community Developers, YCD, Supervisor Walton knows how important good housing and economic opportunities are for our community and our youth. Therefore, my sincere pleasure to introduce District 10 Supervisor Shimon Walton.
Good morning.
Good morning.
That's what I like, that enthusiasm. You know, one, I just want everybody to give it up for San Francisco. And as much as I love San Francisco, District 10 is the place to be. So give it up for District 10. As we talk about fulfilling promises, as we talk about, if you look at the beautiful housing that we now have here, and as John said, you know, he liked to think that the future mayor of this city is living here in Hunter's View. And I don't know if we have a future mayor living here in Hunter's View, but I do know we have a current supervisor of District 10 that actually lived right here in West Point at 32 West Point Road. And so it is, my grandparents are smiling right now to see what housing looks like now here, and what I still have to think before I speak, what we always will consider West Point, which what is now known as Hunter's View. And it's just amazing to see all of the residents here. I know all of the work that has gone into this since 2004 and since the development and the creation of Hope SF, wanting to fulfill dreams and promises, going back to even what started at the federal government with the Hope 6 work and everything in San Francisco, stepping up and saying, we're going to make sure that we provide the resources to redevelop our public housing, to make sure that the families that live in public housing have buildings, have facilities, have a place that looks just as amazing as other housing here in San Francisco. And so we never want to forget that. I also just want to say that we have a lot of people who worked hard to make sure that this happened. And I want us to all remember Mama Tessie as we live here, as our children play here, as our children attend the child care facility that is now here on site. We have to remember all the folks who work very hard. As Mayor Breed talked about, people not trusting the process, people not trusting what was going to happen because of things that happened in other areas of the city, and us promising the one-to-one replacement, us saying that we will never let things that happened before happen again, because we are going to work hard to make sure that we continue to fulfill promises. So I want to remember Tessie in her honor. I want to make sure that everyone remembers that name. If you did not have an opportunity and experience to know her, a lot of our residents here, I see Commissioner Titus, Rosalie. I mean, this is all of a collective of all of their work together. Mayor Breed already thanked everyone who has done the work here or who will be providing services. But I just want to say that this is a glamorous opportunity for us here in public housing. It's a glamorous opportunity for us here in San Francisco. And please tell your neighbors, your friends, that District 10 really is the place to be, and that Hope SF is going to be the most dramatic change and revitalization of public housing that we've ever seen, and we're going to see it through together. Thank you so much.
Well, and thank you very much for mentioning Tessie Esther, because there is a definite connection here with our next speaker, and a personal connection as well, because when you talk about the process of meeting and building the trust, yeah, I was on the receiving end of that. So, but that's why I'm so glad here. I'm here fulfilling these commitments. I'm really pleased to introduce our next speaker, Terrell Tobias, another native San Franciscan and a long-term Hunters View resident. Terrell and his son, Terrell Jr., who would be here, but he's in school, he's got his priorities straight, moved into the first component of phase two a couple of years ago. Terrell not only lives in this beautiful complex, but because of our focusing of employment opportunities through our contracting, thousands and thousands of hours and job training and employment opportunities to residents of Hunters View itself and the surrounding neighborhoods. He helped build this complex while working as an employee of Evans Brothers, a local subcontractor that did demolition and site work up here. And as you mentioned, his mother, the late Tessie Esther, well-known community leader who advocated tirelessly for Bayview Hunters Point residents on housing, environmental, and social justice issues. Tessie's work helped form the vision of both the new Hunters View and the Hope SF program itself. And I can testify that she never shrank from reminding us of our commitments to Hunters View, its residents, and the community. Lottie knows what I'm talking about. So it's my pleasure to ask Terrell Tobias to come up and say a few words. Terrell.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Trying to keep the energy. Mr. Walton came up here with. It is definitely an honor to be standing before you today. I would definitely have my son here, because I was just preaching to him about stepping outside your box and trying new things, and being in front of you guys today is a little nerve-wracking, but I wanted to lead by example for my son, and I think that's very important. I just wrote a few words here today. Excuse me for being nervous, but I'm excited nervous. What an honor it is to be standing before you today. Truly an honor to be speaking in front of our great mayor, Ms. London Breed, and all our city officials present. To the staff of our Hunters View office, Ms. Romina, and all others involved, thank you for this opportunity and for being so helpful and being an asset to our community. My name is Terrell Tobias. I've been a member of this community for many years, making a transition from the old West Point to our new surroundings. I now live in the new Hunters View with my son, Terrell Tobias II. I am also the son of Ms. Tessie Esther, who was an advocate, community leader, and matriarch for this community My mother started programs such as the Mothers Committee, Mothers Against Crime, bringing the San Francisco Food Bank, and being president of the Tenants Association, as well as many others. Any chance I get to continue her legacy and lend a hand for our community she loves so much, I relish for the opportunity. And just like other influential women from Hunters Point, Miss Eloise Westbrook, Osceola Washington, Bertha Freeman, Ruth Williams, and Rosie Lee Williams, also Mr. Aurelius Walker, I hope one day to have a street named after my mother here in Hunters View. Like many, we take great pride in our neighborhood. We want to see it flourish and be great. I also had the pleasure of helping build the new Hunters View, which I took great pride in as a construction worker. I've been in construction for 8 years now, starting right here in Hunters View. And I want to say thank you to Ms. Fatima Holmes. Many of the programs that were promised to us actually came through. And it's great opportunities because I've been able to make a career for myself and provide for my son and just be an example to so many people in the neighborhood that if given the opportunity, you can take advantage of these things and do great things and continue it. So thank you guys for that opportunity. The Hunters View community is filled with talented and ambitious people. Sometimes we just need the opportunity to show just that. During our transition, we've seen some bad days, lost a lot of people, but we still stand under better conditions. We still press on and are very proud to continue to build our community. We can all live together in, help this community flourish for our children and the youth following us. I thank you for your time and all the programs such as Mary Breed's intern program for our youth, giving them dreams beyond their imagination. It's a great thing. Again, thank you and welcome to the new Hunters View.
So should we just end there? I mean, you know, now I'm nervous, excited. I got to follow that, okay? It was hard enough with the mayor and this. Oh, come on. All right. But, you know, Tessie Esther Lane, that's got a ring to it. I'm, like, exchanging glances with my project manager over there, and she's like, note to self. Well said. Well done, and congratulations, Terrell. Absolutely. Fantastic. Well, okay. So, after political leadership and resident advocacy and construction, what else does it take to make a brand new mixed income community a reality? Oh, that's right, money. Lots and lots of money. The foundation of our financing plan was and has always been the $100 million plus provided collectively by the San Francisco Mayor's Office of Housing and Community Development, the Office of Community Investment and Infrastructure, and the San Francisco Housing Authority. The Housing Authority still owning the land under the structures and providing rent subsidies to many of our residents. So I just want to take a quick moment to say thank you and a shout out to the staff and the commissioners, the leadership, President Torres, Lottie, of those fine agencies who have just been marvelous partners to JSCO, Divine and Gong, and Ridgepoint Nonprofit Housing during this long-term effort. You know, we could not have kept the promises and commitments we made to the community and the residents without their ongoing financial support. These local dollars that I mentioned then leveraged additional public and private funding sources many times over. The first of which is represented by our friend and colleague, Ben Metcalf, a former affordable housing developer himself, former high-level HUD official in Washington, D.C., and currently the director of the California State Department of Housing and Community Development. HCD, I'm sure you're gonna mention this, but has provided over $50 million in state funding to Hunters View, including the catalytic $30 million infill infrastructure grant that kicked it all off many years ago. two multifamily housing program loans, and key money for our parks. And with last year's passage of Propositions 1 and 2 at the state level and the $6 billion of new affordable housing finance, I know you're going to keep it coming, Ben. So come on up and tell us about it. Yeah.
So yeah, the last time I was here, in fact, was 17 months ago when then Governor Brown and legislative leadership stood out there with the $10 million views and signed in a package of 15 groundbreaking new pieces of legislation that promised a restart in the state's commitment to supporting projects like these and led the way for the Propositions 1 and 2, which recapitalized the sources that we had used for this project, that put in place a new permanent source of affordable housing going directly to our local governments that helps make it easier just to build and zone and entitle this kind of complicated housing. So what a difference, you know, 2 years has made in terms of where we are now today, of course, with a new governor who said, yes, great, housing package, good, but let's keep going. And, campaigned on a housing platform, didn't miss a beat, got inaugurated on a Monday, dropped a proposal on a Thursday to the legislature calling for $2.3 billion more dollars for the state to put forward in one-time funds. Followed that up a week later with a lawsuit against a city somewhere down in Southern California that wasn't doing its part. Followed that up with an executive order calling for state agencies and departments to scrape all their surplus lands, put them into play for affordable housing, and much more. And yeah, of course, it's no surprise. I mean, you know this governor well. He notoriously, famously, I think a couple weeks into his term as mayor, got all of his city department heads in a van and sent them all down right here to sort of show them, make sure they knew the work that had to get done. And although that was a long time ago and a long time before the great work of Mayor Lee and you, Madam Mayor, even then made sure that when they walked away from that first trip, they were also making sure that they had some improvements in place and they were doing the work just to make sure this building community was livable until the good work of this could actually come to play. So so thank you to you, Jack. Thank you to the elected leadership here, to you, Madam Mayor, for your incredible leadership and your passionate work in this. Supervisor Walton, Mr. Tobias, thank you as well for all the residents who kept the faith in this journey. Ridge Point, Divine and Gong. And also, I want to really call out Margaret, wherever she is, there. Margaret. Margaret, my friend and colleague, as we were side by side 10, 15 years ago working on parallel projects, telling me what she was doing and me thinking, boy, she got the short straw in terms of trying to put together a complicated project that would never get done, but she pulled it off. And I want to say personally also, I worked here in San Francisco as a developer, but at a certain point began to get that itch, began to feel like I needed to get into government. To try and make government work better for supporting projects like these. And I want to tell you, it actually was, to a large degree, the kind of work that Margaret was doing here and John Stewart Company was doing, the city of San Francisco was doing, that sort of painted the way for folks at HUD and the federal government to try and make this more of the normal and led to the Choice Neighborhoods Program and the rental assistance demonstration, some of the items that I got to work and assist on under the leadership of folks like Sean Donovan and Carol Galante when she was over there. And so for me to get to come back and see this and to be a part of this, it's a real treat and a real honor. And I just thank you for letting me share in this a little bit. This is mixed income housing at its best. This is putting residents first in that process at its best. And it's the truest kind of public-private partnership that any of us get to participate in, where everybody comes together and puts down marks and works collaboratively. This is one of the largest investments the state of California has ever made on any project anywhere, and it's one of those no regrets moves from the state of California. There might have been some other things we could have done with that money, but nothing that's gonna paint the way and be the symbol of where we wanna go in the future, and particularly where we can go in the future as our elected leadership up in Sacramento gets serious about taking on affordable housing and taking on the challenges of the legacy of public housing and some of our neighborhoods that need that holistic approach to changing the trajectory for the folks who live in these neighborhoods. So for San Francisco, for California, and if I may say so, for the nation, As the collective us continue our quest to provide housing for all, thank you for the great work everybody in this room has done to paint the way forward for the next generation of big, bold, transformative projects that we take on.
Well, and you thank Margaret already, so I don't have to do that. Okay, appreciate. So in addition to local and state funding, a key piece of our financing plan here at Hunter's View was corporate equity provided in return for low-income housing tax credits. For that, we turned to a long-term financial institution well known to us all, Wells Fargo Bank. Wells invested almost $65 million in tax credit equity here in phase two, the three buildings of phase two, for which we are very grateful. My pleasure to introduce Senior VP and Regional Equity Manager for Wells Fargo, Tim McCann. Tim?
Thank you very much for allowing me to present today. This is a phenomenal event with great speakers, and there's a lot of people in here who are someday going to get lifetime achievement awards for affordable housing. So I feel like I don't belong here, but I want everybody to take a deep breath and lower the bar, okay? Everybody has spoken extremely well, and I'm not going to do it justice. But my name is Tim McCann. I work for Wells Fargo, and like Jack said, I lead LIHTC investment in California. And we're the investor, as Jack said, in Hunter's View Phase 2, which in my mind is two projects. Maybe it's three, maybe it's 10. I'm not quite sure. And I cannot be happier or more proud to be a partner, not only with John Stewart and Divine and Gong, but with everybody in the room, providing the $65 million investment that helped to build this. And also, I just want to point out, the $65 million investment, I'm sure some of you do and some of you don't know how the LIHTC program works, but the $65 million that Wells Fargo invests in the property, it's a subsidized program, but that $65 million stays with Hunter's View to for the rest of eternity. It's not a loan, we don't get paid back by rents. It's a little more complicated than that, but that $65 million stays with the property. And 15 years from now, you say goodbye and that $65 million stays here. So we're excited to be an investor in Hunter's View and for eternity, sort of. I'm part of a group called Community Lending Investment at Wells Fargo. And what we did about 10 years ago during the Great Recession is that we formed a group that was consistent with Wells Fargo's idea to support the communities in which we serve. The communities where we have banks and we do business, we think it's really important that those communities thrive, and we want to be part of providing capital for those businesses and affordable housing. So I lost my train of thought. Told you this is going to be a low bar. So how we accomplish that, investing in affordable housing, is we partner with really great partners like Divine & Gong and John Stewart Companies, and we invest that capital so that they can realize their vision. And we work with the local communities like the California Department of Housing and Community Development and the Mayor's Office of Housing, to make sure that they can meet their goals. So we provide the capital to make sure that everybody can accomplish their goals and realize their vision. I want to thank all our partners at John Stewart and Company. I want to thank John Stewart, who I didn't really work with, but I know you're the patriarch there, and Jack Gardner and Margaret. I always want to say Margaret Mitchell, but you didn't write that book. Margaret Miller and Catherine Etzel at Divine & Gong. I want to thank Rick Divine and Andrew Berman, and Chen Yu Lee. And I want to thank everybody in the room for being a supporter of affordable housing, and I want to thank everyone for allowing us to partner with you and be part of this event. Thank you.
I'm taking a lot of notes. Okay, no repayment to Wells Fargo. Okay, good. We'll let the federal government give you tax credits and stuff, Tim. Okay, that works for me. It's two limited partnerships building three buildings of the five blocks that are part of phase two, but we'll geek out on that later. We're just going to keep it on track here. The last but not least of our financing came from another major community development lender, City Community Capital, which provided over $100 million. I hope nobody's adding up all these dollars, because then you're going to be like, how much did this thing cost? Okay, anyway. Provided over $100 million in construction loans and over $8 million in long-term financing for Hunter's View. In fact, over the years, City has provided almost $250 million in financing in support of the John Stewart Company's affordable housing efforts throughout the state of California, for which we are very appreciative. We appreciate City Community Capital's confidence and trust, and I am pleased to introduce VP Andrew Nathanson to say a few words for City.
Good morning, everybody. I know everyone's probably eager to get to the refreshments, so I'll try to keep my comments brief. It is a real pleasure to be here today with everyone to celebrate with John Stewart, Divine and Gong, the City of San Francisco, the state, Ridgepoint, but most importantly, the residents and community of Hunter's View and Hunter's Point as we mark this milestone in the development, the ongoing development of a neighborhood that was historically overlooked. And, you know, Jack does point out that the numbers do add up. But really, that's in part a result of underinvestment for a long period of time. And so I think the investments that we've all made are certainly worth it. And the beautiful community that we're seeing built here, there's absolutely no second thoughts the investments are totally worth it. So on behalf of my colleagues at Citibank, I want to share with you how proud we are to have participated in this project and help finance this very important project. City Community Capital is the community development lending and investing arm of Citibank. Like Wells Fargo, we are committed to providing investments across all of the communities in which we do business. We provide capital for affordable housing projects such as this, helping individuals access safe, clean housing that helps helps them fulfill all of their goals in their life. I think I would also just like to recognize the huge amount of effort, diligence, probably some cajoling, long-term thinking, short-term urgency that it took on the development team's part, elected officials, everybody involved to bring this project to fruition and bring it to where it is today. So again, on behalf of Citibank, I want to thank everybody and congratulate everybody, the residents, on this beautiful new community.
Note to self, don't repay City. Oh, no, wait, that was Wells. Okay, got to keep that straight. My bad. But it does take us, in the immortal words of FDR, be sincere, be brief, be seated. I'm going to try, but just for a moment, it reminded me when we were talking about Gavin Newsom calling up the department heads and come out and take a look at the four corners. You know, the four corner analysis of looking at the data that said, what are some of the most troubled intersections in our city? And a bunch of them were in the southeastern sector of the city, and one of them was right outside. And that's what led to then Mayor Newsom prioritizing Hunter's View as the first locally sort of homegrown public housing redevelopment. Every public housing redevelopment prior to that had been done with federal HOPE 6 dollars. And Mayor Newsom said, you know, okay, we're not that popular in Washington right now. Not sure we're gonna be seeing a lot of HOPE 6 dollars flowing to San Francisco, so damn it, we're gonna do it ourselves. We're gonna make a local commitment to turning around the most troubled and blighted public housing complexes in San Francisco, even if we have to do it ourselves. Now, that decision led to the creation of HOPE SF, which was a brand new approach to public housing redevelopment, because in many HOPE 6 projects across the nation, you know, in the interests of creating mixed income communities, it meant the displacement of the existing residents. And you know, well-intentioned in some, most hopefully, cases, but, you know, take a voucher, go somewhere, lead a new life. Now, in San Francisco, we said, no, these are established communities. We're not going down the wrong road of urban renewal that the mayor mentioned earlier, the Western Addition, Fillmore, et cetera. We're going to preserve that community, displace no one. We're going to harness the value of that land to help pay for this ambitious endeavor by increasing some density. And instead of sending the poor folks out to the higher income communities, we'll allow those higher income households to come to Hunter's View and invest in this community and create a new mixed income community, what our master planning architect Dan Solomon calls a normative San Francisco neighborhood, where people of all colors, all incomes, all ages, all abilities, all backgrounds live side by side, and it makes San Francisco a truly special place. So we are so pleased and honored to be part of that journey and to be with you here today. I know I departed from the script there a little bit, but that's from the heart. That's what it's about. And I'm just really proud to be part of this team and this group of people who've made that happen. So let me just say thank you to all the distinguished speakers here today and to all the many people, companies, and public agencies that have contributed their time, their energy, their hard work, their money to the new Hunter's View. I wish we had time to recognize and thank them all by name, but time is short. And as Andrew said, I want to let you take some tours of the community center, the childcare center, look at the views, have some refreshments, chat and mingle. I've named just a few really quickly here. First, our founder and our namesake, John Stewart. I just want to say thank you to John for the opportunity to work with you and to carry your vision forward of high quality, double bottom line, mixed income communities. To our tireless staff, Margaret's already been mentioned. Well done, Margaret. You came on, been with us 15 years. First thing I said was, there's this Hunter's View thing. Could you take care of it? Call me for the ribbon cutting. Who knew? But Catherine Etzel is our project manager, who's been doing phase two, really the face of John Stewart Company up here. You know, development is great, but it lasts even as long as this seemed to take. It's a 5 or 10 year process, and then you turn it over to property management for the rest of forever. And that's where the real work begins in many ways, when you're building and supporting that community. And so I just want to shout out to our property management staff, Denise and Romina, and the others that are up here every day. Anna Chun, who's sort of hiding outside. My partner, Dan, who made sure everything was built up properly. So a couple of our main consultants. I just want to say thank you to our master planning architects, Methuen Solomon, our phase two architects, David Baker Architects, and Paulette Taggart, our general contractors who did a fabulous job up here, market rate, quality, durability, beautiful, Cahill Contractors and Nibby Brothers, well done to them. Our legal counselor, Lubin Olson, and I can't pronounce the third name of that firm. Our wellness center operator, make sure you check it out, the Department of Public Health. They're down there helping with wellness here in our community. Our childcare operator, a local operator and provider and employing many of our residents already, Frandelja, well done. Our human capital partner, the Bayview YMCA. I'm on the board of the East Bay Y, so it's a family connection. I'm really excited to be working with them. You all have done an amazing job designing, building, and bringing this beautiful new neighborhood to life. Thank you all so very, very much. And thank you to all of you for being here today to celebrate with us. Concludes our program, but I do urge you to grab a sandwich, mix, mingle, take a look at the site, and just thank you and congratulations to all. Thank you so much.